Cardi B. She is the first female rapper in history to ever do this, and that is to have two records that become diamond records. And so if it's certified gold, it's 500,000. Mm-hmm. If it's certified platinum, it's a million. Diamond means two of her songs have sold 10 million copies.
That's amazing.
Girl. Wait. If you listen really carefully, you can hear Nicki Minaj grinding her teeth.
This is the Woody and Jim Show podcast, over 1,000 episodes strong. A daily recap of everything you missed.
So we were talking about where the Christy Cookie location was that I was thinking of, and I said, you know, it's up, it's near the stadium. It's about two blocks from the Sound Stadium, and that's when I think Zach, you jumped in and said, yeah, the Gulch.
Yeah, it's the North Gulch.
It's not the North Gulch. That's Germantown.
It's yeah. No,
that's
it's
North
not.
Nashville,
no.
Germantown.
From you go downtown, you go east from downtown, and then just south. That's where the Gulch is.
The Gulch is like four blocks.
The Gulch
are
has
they expanding
grown.
The Gulch?
There
the Gulch
is such thing grown. As North Gulch because that's where I live.
Okay. You are in the North Gulch,
yes. And you're like walking distance to the Sound Stadium.
Like oh, my you, God.
Okay, they yeah, have, if I really wanted to try that, yeah, sure.
But what they've done...
I'm not, like, down the street.
To make everything sound, you know, so they can justify the
price. The price of everything.
They have called everything the Gulch.
Oh, I'm sure.
Eventually, the entire city will be the Gulch.
This cheapens the meaning of the Gulch for those of us living in the East Gulch, by me, out past the airport.
Yeah. You mean Hermitage?
I'd say the East Gulch.
Yeah. The Gulch meets the Herm.
The Gulch is like... Four blocks,
yeah.
Literally.
No, it's Gulch, North Gulch, and the North Gulch is that weird part between the Gulch
North Gulch
and
is Kentucky.
Shut up!
The OG Gulch residents must be upset that everyone else is using the name.
Oh, I know.
No, I would have, maybe honestly, because like those condos downtown and like in the downtown Gulch are so expensive.
They're right.
Wickedly crazy expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, I live in Murfreesboro. We're starting to call it, you know, Gulch East.
Gulch, yeah.
Gulch Super Southeast. South.
Super yeah. South. Southeast. Southeast Gulch.
But this is not an uncommon thing in Nashville. It's happened before where one neighborhood, to make it sound a little better, it borrows the name of the neighborhood next to it.
Yeah, like Antioch. If South Antioch becomes Brentioch. Because it's
yes.
Oh, we're in Brentwood now. We're in L.A., Lower Antioch.
Yeah. It's a thing.
So everything is the Gulch. Yeah.
Whatever makes you feel good about where you live, that's awesome.
Call it whatever you want.
We're in the Music Row West Gulch area.
Yes.
We sure are.
It feels all Gulch.
Goes all the way to Memphis.
It feels all Gulch. It's so Gulchy in here. It's totally Gulchy. Hey, we've got tickets for you to see the Nashville Symphony play. Symphony.
Words are hard. Symphony.
Once again, I am drowning in a sea of my own words.
Here's what's trending this morning with Woody and Jim on the River.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Zach.
This is pretty cool. So Nashville Mayor John Cooper and Bristol Motor Speedway have actually reached a deal to revitalize the Nashville Fairgrounds Speedway. And so I guess they're going to completely renovate it. The grandstands are going to have 30,000 seats, so they can put 30,000 people there.
Right now they sit like 30 people.
Yeah.
They could use it. It's definitely a place in need of a redo.
Yeah, and if you like drive around there, it's like Wedgwood, Houston area. There's a lot of like residential areas, so I guess they're also going to install state-of-the-art sound mitigation components to make it not as loud.
Because it's right in the area. It's right there by the stadium too, where the new soccer field.
It's supposed to be super cool, and so basically how it's going to work is the Bristol Motor Speedway is going to lease, manage, and operate the city-owned Fairground Speedway. So they're going to come in and revitalize the whole thing for a 30-year term is what the lease is for.
It's a half-mile track. It's the same length as Bristol.
Okay.
It's very short.
Yeah, it is pretty short.
Short track, but it's like Bristol, I think, a stadium that holds like 120,000 people.
Yeah. All of this was in hopes to bring NASCAR Cup Series back to racing in Nashville.
That'd
so
be cool.
That's in the future.
Yeah, we like that.
Yeah, Ricky, what you got?
So we all know people who put up their Christmas decorations the first second that they possibly can.
Oh, yeah.
And it turns out that that's actually a good thing because it means that you're friendlier.
Okay. Mm.
They did a study on people. They took all these pictures of people's homes and they showed them to a bunch of people and they had to rate how friendly they thought they were.
Oh. Yeah.
Anyone who had a lot of Christmas decorations was deemed friendlier than people who didn't have any Christmas decorations.
Well, yeah, it is a season to share the joy. Of course,
they're
friendlier.
Of course they are friendlier.
You look less grinchy.
Yeah.
Do they specifically mention the inflatable decorations in your front yard?
It doesn't say any. Oh, actually, it does. Homes with lights, wreaths, and even inflatables.
Ah.
All
they
right.
were given friendlier ratings than those without.
I love driving by those houses that they become deflated. All of a sudden, the snowman is just going, oh.
Half of them is deflated. What do you got, Jim?
The Nashville Predators changed their Twitter handle this morning to the Nashville Forsbergs.
Yeah.
an incredible game last night. People we love to beat up on, the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Yes, we did.
Throughout history. We beat them 6-0 last night. And Philip Forsberg, who quietly, behind the scenes, you know, everybody who really follows the Predators knows that he's one of our superstars. And they were thinking, well, we're in that competitive rebuild thing. Maybe we should trade him at the end of the deadline and, like, build for the future. Mm. It made it very hard to get rid of Philip Forsberg because he scored 4 goals last night. You only need 3 to get a hat trick and everybody right. throwing their hats to the ice.
I think technically they call it a Texas hat trick.
Okay. Because
it's bigger.
Yeah, because it's bigger.
Bigger.
Yeah. So Philip Forsberg just, making, absolute history last night. There are other players on the team's history that have had 4 goals in a game, but he just did it, like, so amazingly with style.
And the 4 goals made it, like, his 400th career goal.
Yeah, he hit the 400-point mark for his career. So
they better not trade him, or I'll go home and scream into my pillow.
All right.
Okay. Well, I think
that means I'm serious.
Now they know. They know.
A little time killer here. We asked the question: you're in a zombie apocalypse. What classic Christmas character would you want by your side to survive, and why? All right. Jenny is in Nashville. Who do you pick?
I pick the Grinch.
The Grinch.
Oh, that's what I was going to pick.
Me too.
How do you see things going down during the zombie apocalypse with the Grinch?
Well, you know, he's smart. He's resourceful. Hell, he turned a dog into a reindeer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
And he hates people just as much as I do. So like, he wouldn't mind.
And he's got that bunker that you know he's stocked up on stuff.
Yeah. I was going to say that he's already got his own bunker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's unlikely the zombies would climb Mount Crumpet.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right?
All right, good choice.
That's a good one. I got a text from a mover and a shaker here on Music Row who has to remain nameless. But they said Yukon Cornelius from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer because he carries a pickaxe around with him, right?
Oh. But he's too nice.
I was gonna pick, the Bumble.
Yeah.
But before the Bumble lost his teeth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you have to specify which era of the Bumble.
Before Hermie the Dentist got a hold of him.
It helped him out with the dental thing. Yeah.
He could eat some damn zombies. Y'all.
Great ideas.
Sandra's in Nashville. Who do you pick to be by your side?
Oh my goodness. I pick Buddy the Elf.
Ooh, Buddy the Elf.
Buddy interesting the elf. Choice.
Yes.
So tell us about why that would be your choice.
Oh my God, because he's so loving. He's so sweet and so kind.
Oh, so you're not trying to win the zombie apocalypse. You're just trying to go get through it with the greatest time
with a good
and
companion.
Happiness.
Yeah. He did fight off a raccoon too, so he's got some skills.
Oh, this is true.
And he knows the
he's
four
good
major
at the,
food groups.
Yeah, that's and right. the snowball fight, like
he was. Good
oh
at
yeah,
fight.
Yeah, he was just whipping those snowballs,
which is great as long as you're not in like Nevada.
Yeah.
Sandra, I love that.
That's great.
Good.
All right, Marianne's in Nashville. Who do you pick to be by your side in the zombie apocalypse?
Okay, I'm going the other end of the spectrum. I'm going Bruce Willis from Die Hard.
Yes, sister.
Good
I had that written down as my answer as well.
Because that is always a debate whether or not that's a Christmas movie or not.
Yeah.
But the man knows how to handle his business.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody's got to repopulate the earth, so.
Oh, yeah. Marianne.
I love that.
That's a reason I did not have.
That's right.
Marianne wins.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
He can take Nick Cannon's place as America's dad.
Yeah.
All right. Any thoughts anyone has? Who would you want by your side in a zombie apocalypse? Martin's in Franklin. Who you got?
I picked Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer for my character.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell us why.
well, he has a built-in flashlight already, and we can just sharpen up his antlers a bit and, you know, headbutt.
Okay. Not a bad strategy.
And he can fly.
He can fly.
So he could get you above the zombies.
That's true.
I like the idea of turning his antlers into swords.
Weapons.
Yeah. Like, let's go. Come at me, bro.
I like the way you think. Good
You'd
job.
Have to cover his six, though, because he's got no antlers in the back.
Yeah.
Got your six. All right. Thanks, Martin. John is in Old Hickory. Who would you want by your side in a zombie apocalypse, Christmas-wise?
Man, I would use... I would go with Arnold Schwarzenegger in the movie Jingle All the Way.
Oh, such an underrated Christmas movie.
It was.
That's one I think we all forgot about.
Yeah.
And he's intense.
He's a Turbo Man. He had all the
That's right.
super suit.
Turbo Man fighting it out with Sinbad.
It's so good, though.
It's so good and so cheesy. Yeah, I love that movie.
I'm going to tell you a secret, though. I actually met Arnold Schwarzenegger just by chance. In like a stairwell, and he is really short.
He's not as big as they like him.
Like, yes, he could throw me through three brick walls, but like I had to look down at him, and I'm like 5'6" barely.
Oh, he's shorter than that.
Is he?
He is.
Is he more wide than he is tall?
It's all muscle. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, it's an illusion. Wow.
What were you doing in a stairwell with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
He was.
Jim lets us hang out in stairwells.
I hang out in stairwells.
Are you sure, Jim?
That's where I live.
I think it was the wrong Arnold because on Google it says he's 6'2".
Not even close.
Maybe that's when he's wearing his big boy shoes.
Yeah, that is like athletes who lie about their weight and size because, he was doing an appearance at a school for physical fitness.
Oh, yeah.
And I was there as like a member of the media to report on it. And I was just simply trying to get to the gym and in the stairwell. And we passed each other and stopped and he said hi and I said hi and that was it. But we were standing on the same level, you know, and... He was not tall.
Okay.
I literally just read this article where he talks about the misconception where he said, I'm 6'2". I've heard rumors that I'm really much shorter
in
life.
Well, Jim witnessed it. It's not
like
a rumor.
5'6" or something like that. So
I wasn't high.
Are you sure?
I was higher.
Did he
Were
say
you
anything?
On like the top stair and he was on the bottom stair?
We were on the same, where between stairs.
Same step?
Yeah.
Did he say a classic line like, you, come with me now if you want to live? Get to the chopper!
That would have been way cooler.
Tell anyone you know how short I am. Okay, no more impressions.
All right. That's amazing.
We'll get some other, zombie apocalypse answers.
There's one I've been thinking about that we talked about off the air that nobody's mentioned yet.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Missy's in Nashville. Who do you pick?
Cousin Eddie.
Oh!
From Christmas Vacation?
Yeah.
So
I forgot about
tell
that.
Us why you would choose Cousin Eddie from Christmas Vacation as a person you'd want next to you during a zombie apocalypse.
Because all he's got to do is empty his camper's sewage out and one match and we're done.
All right, you can burn all the zombies.
You thought this through.
You really did.
Yeah.
A+.
Yeah. He's out there going, hey, the bleeper is full.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So the first time you light the match and then if any others come along, you don't have to outrun the zombies. You just have to outrun Cousin Eddie.
Yeah, I think you're good to go.
Yeah. Let's just stop and eat him while you run.
Good choice, Missy. Thanks. Danielle's in Murfreesboro. Who do you pick?
I pick Jack Frost.
Okay.
Okay. Which Jack Frost? Because there's like the movie.
There's the
cartoons.
The horror movie.
I would say the one from the Santa Claus. I think it was the Santa Claus 3.
Santa Claus 3. Oh, so you were deep into the franchise.
Oh, okay. This is the robot.
Oh, yes.
Right?
No, like the mean one where he like froze everybody.
Yeah. Okay.
He could like freeze everybody and then we could just, I guess crush them after that.
Crush them up.
Freeze them.
Stick them in a slushie.
They were zombies and now they are crushed ice.
Yeah, you just shatter them with whatever you got on hand. Yeah, not a bad idea.
Appreciate it. Chris is in Murfreesboro. Who you pick to be by your side?
Hey, so to feed off of Missy's idea of the match, skip the match and just take Heat Miser with you.
I was thinking about Heat Miser.
The Heat Miser.
Yeah.
Oft-forgotten villain in the...
He is misunderstood. He is not a villain.
I know. That's true.
He's very misunderstood.
They all have changes of heart.
Yeah.
He's to blame for global warming.
The one we were thinking about, nobody's mentioned yet, which is kind of a surprise, is Kevin from Home Alone.
Yeah. I was really surprised nobody said
that. What he can do to the wet bandits, he could do to the zombies.
Yeah, he duped them hard. So yeah. I feel like he would be good to have on your side. He's like a mini MacGyver.
I was also thinking about like the dad in Christmas Story.
He's
right? Miserable and grumpy, and it's like, I feel like you'd be pretty good to have on your side.
He'd be on the street waving his leg lamp at everyone.
Yeah, just knocking everybody out with that thing.
It's a major award! Not a finger!
Not a finger! Right now, we unleash the beast that we call Gender Wars.
It's time for men and women to answer questions for Gender Wars.
All right. For the ladies the world over, we have Liz in Gallatin. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good luck. And for the guys, we have Amir in Clarksville. Hey, Amir.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Welcome to the show. All right, let's do a little get acquainted question before we get things going. Liz, tell us a movie you never get tired of watching.
So it's kind of silly, but the original Cars movie, it was something my dad was obsessed with after it came out.
Yeah.
It slowly kind of grew on me as being a movie that I can watch with my son, like, on repeat. And I just always love it.
That's sweet.
Yeah, that's sweet. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's also a good movie.
Yeah, it is.
I did enjoy it.
It wasn't until they got to Cars 8 that it started kind of falling
apart. Yeah. First one's great, though.
Yeah.
It is good. Amir, what about you? The movie you never get tired of watching.
I like watching all the movies all the time, but probably I'd say with my son, Mighty Ducks.
I love Mighty Ducks.
Great movie.
Yes, yes, yes.
A lot of fun. All right, let's play a game of our own and see who wins here. We have a screw for each of you you can use. If you don't know the answer to a question, you don't think your opponent does either, you can use a screw to put the question to them.
All right, Liz, listen up. Multiple choice. Is Michael Buffer a famous NASCAR driver, sports announcer, or a wrestler?
I'm going to use my screw.
Using it up. Amira, is Michael Buffer a famous NASCAR driver, a sports announcer, or a wrestler?
Sports announcer.
Yes, sir.
He's the one that says,
let's get ready to rumble.
It's just about the only one I know.
I owe him like $35 just by saying that.
Yeah, that's like one of the most copyrighted things in the world. What he does owe him.
Yeah.
Like $1 million.
I'll bid my win.
All right, Amir, you ready?
Yep.
On The Big Bang Theory, did Kaley Cuoco play a character named Amy, Bernadette, or Penny?
Penny.
Yes, she did.
He's confidently saying.
Right.
Now Amir is in a superpower position of 2-0 lead. Liz, because the screw did not work out for you, you have to get this question in order to win or at least stay alive.
You can do it, Liz. I believe in you. Die Hard and Interstate make what thing for your car?
I'm sorry, what were the...
Die Hard and Interstate make what thing for your car?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
I
purposely tried to give you an easy one. It's batteries. They make batteries.
Die Hard batteries for the car.
Yeah.
Oh.
Also a fine Christmas movie with Bruce Willis. All right.
Or is it a Christmas movie?
No, it's totally.
Don't start
we are not this. Doing this right now.
No, we're celebrating Amir's victory and Liz's disconnection. She must have driven under a bridge. Couldn't be that she hung up.
No, disconnected. If you are planning maybe on going out with the Woo Girls today, the 1st of December is the first day that all the motorized transportainment vehicles cannot allow alcohol.
That's right.
Which is really the only reason you'd want to be on there.
Unless they're enclosed, they can't have alcohol.
Uh-huh.
And so bring your phones, because that's what it's going to end up being. People just sitting out looking at their phones.
Scrolling through TikTok.
I read the fine is like $50, though, which is not that much.
Oh,
I would risk
it. To me.
Yeah.
It's
if I were visiting and I just wanted to do it and we were all together, like a group of us, I'd be like, we're just going to risk this.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just like put $5 in for the fine and we'll be good.
Is that per person or like for the driver of the vehicle?
I just saw that the fine was $50.
That's nothing.
But so still, I figured
like
if it's the
downtown prices,
person,
that's nothing.
Yeah, that's just by person. I'd be like, whatever, screw it.
Wow. That is cheaper than parking downtown. So no kidding. As well.
You totally. True. Yeah, you nailed it. You're like, this is this meaning. That every time we've said this, this is all meaningless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just to like, for show, they put these things
Let's
in
see.
Effect.
I mean, if it's for the driver, then I would feel bad.
Well, then they just give the money to the driver.
Well,
true. Yeah, they, if the driver doesn't care, then whatever.
Yeah, the driver just made
They'll just absorb the price and how much it costs to get on there.
But I am worried that it's going to cause people to get like super hammered before
That's
they
the thing.
Get on these.
People are going to pregame so much.
Yeah.
I'm thinking instead of people yelling and screaming and throwing beer out of there, you're going to have people projectile vomiting into other cars.
Yeah.
Or passed out.
Yeah.
I'm just going to sleep. I'm just going to lay down and look at the stars while we drive on this tractor around town. Oh, I'm getting bed spins.
I got the bed spins in the back of the tractor.
I'm having bed spins laying down in the middle of Broadway. That is, people knowing how to have a good time.
But I guess that doesn't affect the pedal taverns, right?
No.
No, pedal taverns are fine. Cause
that's always
still
a BYOB thing anyway.
Okay.
But they're not a motorized anything. Like, it has a tiny motor.
Because technically, you are doing the... Right. Pedaling.
Technically.
Technically.
The motor is only supposed to be used when there's nobody on it to get it back to where the rest of the fresh woo girls are.
That's right. We gotta reload with more fresh woo girls.
I'm trying to look for like the who's actually gonna get fined by this, and it doesn't actually explain. It just says breaking the ordinance can result in a $50 fine.
That's unlike the city to not think this through.
They thought it through. They just thought, like, we're gonna pretend like we're doing something, and we're gonna talk about it for years until you just get sick of hearing about it.
It does say that there will be officers that are going to be at entertainment, transportation, pickup, and drop off locations though.
Okay, officer. So, come on, officer.
So I guess they'll be checking for at least now.
If you're getting on with alcohol.
Yeah.
Okay.
As it just started.
So like the pedal test,
sure
you'll just stop at like 17 bars while you're out.
Yeah.
I mean, I will say this is the beautiful thing, which I never thought I would say this about boobs, is women can always stash it in their bra and the police officer can't find it there. Bring the airplane bottles. What are they going to do?
Oh, yeah. The little shooters?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Those hide in there nicely.
Did you hear that? Zach is in favor of boobs.
I never
Only
thought
for
I would
a carrying
that.
Mechanism.
Mark down this day, December 1st.
Woody and Jim in the morning on 107.5 The River.
Jim, you had an amazing story that's making us happy.
Yeah. Abel Gannon is living my dream. He got to go to the cookie factory.
Ooh, jealous already.
Mm-hmm. You may have already met Abel through our radiothon. Abel is a 9-year-old boy who has been helped at Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt so many times. He spent the first 9 months of his life there, and now he's 9 years old. Just so many of the happy, wonderful stories coming out of Vanderbilt. And he won the contest to design the cookie tin for Christie Cookies cookie sale, in which you can buy the Christie cookies in a special holiday tin, and all the money goes to Vanderbilt Children's Hospital.
It's a win-win.
How cool.
Yeah,
not
really
only is his
sweet.
Design on top of the cookie tin, but he got to go there and see how they make the cookies and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, not only, Abel, but, you know, his whole family has benefited.
All three of our boys have spent a significant amount of time in Children's Hospital. His twin brothers were born premature and in the hospital for 5 months. And then 2 years later, Abel came along and he spent 8 days in our NICU before he went home to join our family.
So, and now they're all three doing really well, all thanks to Vanderbilt.
They're doing great. That's why we love Vanderbilt Children's Hospital, and we'll be doing our radiothon tomorrow. But his trip to the cookie store is what's making us happy this morning with Woody and Jim on 107.5 The River.
Zach has got the latest celebrity stuff.
Rihanna is a national hero.
Yes, she is.
This is so exciting.
I mean, she's a national hero no matter what.
We
but like
knew
now
this.
She's actually a national
like
hero.
Like officially.
Yeah.
So apparently this week is actually when Barbados cut ties with the British and declared itself as a republic.
Right. Oh, really? Okay.
And while they were doing that, I guess the prime minister actually met with the Prince of Wales, and she made a point to recognize Rihanna as the national hero of Barbados.
So cool.
Good deal. She's doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes. She's one of those kind of people that does stuff and isn't looking for publicity.
Quietly.
100%.
She actually helps.
And, yep. She's the ambassador, really, for Barbados, whether officially or not. Yeah.
So good
I
job,
love her so
Riri.
Much.
Keep doing the damn thing. Also, Cardi B. She is the first female rapper in history to ever do this, and that is to have two records that become diamond records. And wow. So if it's certified gold, it's 500,000. Mm-hmm. If it's certified platinum, it's a million. Diamond means two of her songs have sold 10 million copies.
That's
like,
amazing.
Whoa.
Wait. If you listen really carefully, you can hear Nicki Minaj grinding her teeth.
And so the two songs that went Diamond were Bodak Yellow from 2017.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yep.
And the song with Maroon 5, Girls Like You.
Oh, that we just played.
Oh,
cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's those two songs.
I was
that
not expecting the other one to be the Maroon 5 song.
I wasn't either.
I mean, like two very different songs.
Yeah.
Going
well,
super high.
Well, she shows the array of things that she can do.
I literally saw this video of Cardi B performing at this music festival where she was cursing a lot, or else I would have played the audio. But she was just like, yo, I sing this song, and every time I do, I say, thank you for buying me my first house. Thank you for getting me off the pole. Because she was
the
performing
pole.
Bodak Yellow.
I didn't know she was a NASCAR driver on the pole.
Yes, thank you.
Woody. I'll shut up now.
Thank you.
That was much funnier in my head.
I'm glad. But if you want to see more details on that or all about Rihanna being the national hero of Barbados, like the river on Facebook and check it out right there.
Jim, you have a story about fireworks in the labor and delivery room. Not the kind you might think.
I don't know if there was fireworks because she was okay with it. I think
really?
The fireworks are going to come with people hearing about it.
Okay.
So TikToker Amber Scott, she was about to have a baby. They were inducing labor.
Yeah.
So she's got to go to the hospital and they've got to, let the process happen. Her boyfriend, to kill time while she was waiting to have her baby, brought his entire gaming system into the hotel room and set it up.
Oh.
His home game system. And so
you mean the hospital, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in the hospital room.
Okay.
Playing Call of Duty, shooting people. And she posted it on TikTok and just like people went nuts, right? And the reactions were kind of hilarious, which was, don't expect any help with the baby. He's still a kid himself.
Yeah, if he's bringing his gaming system to the hospital where you're about to give birth, what can you expect when you get home?
Somebody did like a fake conversation in their comments. The baby is on the way. I can't pause an online game. So she, of course, like was really just bombarded with people who were just really absolutely crazy about this whole situation. But she was like, I told him he could bring it. It's not like we're going to stare at each other for 21 hours.
Yes, that's exactly what you should do.
I was about to
stare.
Say,
you better stare at me. And you better sit there and hear every scream and yell and every screw you that I say.
Yeah.
Better be aware, open, and ready for all of that.
You want to stare into my eyes being supportive and feeding me ice chips.
Yeah, exactly.
Ice chips!
You must know how miserable I am every step of the way because this is also your fault.
I want morphine!
It takes two to make this happen.
Maybe she didn't even want to look at his face.
Yeah. She was that upset.
I'd be so mad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. People are just like, I thought the comments were just hilarious. Like, the situation, kind of funny, kind of like maddening.
Yeah.
But, what people said were just fantastic. People chiming in with sarcasm. If only there was something more important happening at that time.
Depends on what level of the game you're on.
Oh my God.
I'm kidding.
I'm about to beat the boss. Come on. I'm at this level.
Hold the baby in for another 30 seconds.
Oh my God. No.
Here's what's trending this morning with Woody and Jim on the river.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. You know what? They've decided, science has figured out, that a baby doesn't get a sense of humor until it's about a month old.
Okay.
So, if you have a newborn baby, no matter how good your material is, you're not going to get a laugh out of them.
Wait at least a month till the jelly bean can start laughing.
That's right.
A month surprises me. I would think it
was
later.
Yeah.
They start, they laugh when you play peekaboo and that kind of stuff like that.
Yeah.
Don't try really intricate jokes with them until they're like two.
Wait.
Two is when they really get them.
Yeah. Dad jokes, they laugh in a year. Ricky, what you got?
So if you want to stay at the Home Alone house, the original house from Home Alone, the Christmas movie, you can.
I heard you can.
It's huge.
Yeah, it's a mansion.
Yeah.
They had 17,000 kids, so of course they needed a big house.
Yeah, right.
But it's in Illinois, and it's on December 12th. You can get an overnight stay for $25. The only catch is that you have to be the first one to book it when it becomes available December 7th at 1 p.m.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you have to be the first one, and then you get the deal. All you have to do if you want to find out where the Airbnb is, like the link to go to it is go to 107.5 The River on Facebook or on Twitter, and it will be there.
It's okay. Funny. I was actually wondering, as I was watching that the other night on Disney Plus, and you're going like, what does the dad do for a living? And he's able to fly 12 people to Paris and have that house.
That's when I knew I was getting old because I was like, how does he afford this? Because when I was younger, I was like, oh, what a lovely family.
You hit it with your adult eyes.
Yeah, and now I'm older and I'm like, how do you do that?
Look at the square footage. It's amazing. Jim.
CVS is banning something from their stores. Okay, now they made headlines a few years ago when they banned selling cigarettes in their stores because they said, hey, we're supposed to be a place for health.
Yeah.
So they stopped doing that. But now they're going to stop selling a certain line of greeting cards. Because of animal protest groups, there were apparently a line of greeting cards that showed monkeys wearing like ballerina outfits
or monkey cards are a standard staple of America.
I know they're one of, your favorite things, but yes, that line of cards is no longer going to be sold because they say it's, you know, it's not a good thing for monkeys in general and their conservation to show them wearing costumes or in like little dioramas interacting with humans with silly.
Look, monkeys love sitting on toilets covered in toilet paper and smoking. They love it. If they had toilet paper and toilets out in the wild, they would be doing that.
I'm sure if they if they did the
right, you know, Woody, yes,
those monkeys
that's what they would be doing.
Do sign
Are you
language.
Okay?
He's distraught right now.
Never.
I just ripped Woody's like entire life away.
It's the only card he buys for
apparently.
Everyone in his life.
I don't know why this just came into my head, but Jim, remember that time you saw a monkey driving a car? So if they can sit on toilet paper on toilets, then they can drive Toyota Priuses.
Yeah. Whatever that tiny little monkey was that was sitting on their owner's lap with their hands on the steering wheel driving a Prius. That's true. I think I have that somewhere on my Instagram.
So random.
Woody and Chip in the Morning, 107.5 The River. Now, Ricky, you are not a Christmas enthusiast.
Not even slightly.
But Christmas music can be very stressful.
Yeah.
You know, some people really like it in little bits, but you know, constant Christmas music puts a lot of stress on you.
It actually makes my shoulders like go up to my ears because I get tense when I hear it.
Ooh, I want to play it nonstop
no,
now.
I will fist fight you.
Well, that's why you should be lucky you work here and not at one of those radio stations and that plays all Christmas music.
Literally just said that on Instagram.
Yeah.
You I just said how I know I'm in the right place.
You'd been, you would spend part of the morning Christmas. With a gun in your mouth the whole time.
I would be miserable. Miserable.
Can you imagine?
I would probably quit, actually.
Yeah.
Like that hunched over shot. Of the people walking from their cars into their job where they play Christmas music for like the next 12 hours.
When I was in retail, it was the worst part of the Christmas season. Not even like the rude customers, working all the time, having to stock everything constantly. It was the freaking Christmas music.
How long was the loop? Because usually it's a loop where you start, you hear the same song.
It starts
2 hours, the loop. Oh. And your shift minimum was 4, though.
Oh.
So you heard every song at least twice. If not 3 times.
They should supply you with some Jesus' birthday music-canceling headphones.
Yeah, that's what I needed.
Oh, I know.
That would have been great.
Yeah, and customer-canceling headphones.
Yeah, if it blocks out the Jesus music for Christmas and the customer, even better.
It's a win-win here.
Experts say if you can't stand the Christmas music, if you're somewhere like you have to hear it all the time, to put headphones on, listen to something else,
like
obviously.
Us.
Yes, like us. Hi, we're still here. We're not playing Christmas music. Hi. And they also say, you know, just a pro tip is don't play it at home or in your car.
Never.
Okay.
If you're alone, fine. Do whatever you want. But, yeah, not with me in it.
I feel like the only time I play it at home is when we're, like, decorating the Christmas tree.
Yeah. Or you're actually opening packages.
You're getting
stuff
festive.
Like, Ricky's the one that, like, zero tolerance for Christmas music.
Yeah.
I want it in special times and in limited doses.
I want it on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and then we're done.
Yep.
See, that wouldn't upset me so much.
All right.
I could deal with that. 2 days out of the entire year.
Decorating's a good time to do it.
Yeah.
I like that time.
Gets you festive and in the mood.
Not when you're taking stuff down and putting it away.
No.
Nope. Moved on.
By noon Christmas Day, I don't want to hear it ever again.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, you could literally go to the minute. Like, okay.
Okay. All right. Well, done.
It's 11:50. Sounds good. 12:05. Get that thing!
Thanks for listening to and recommending the Woody and Jim Show podcast. Listen to Woody and Jim in real time every weekday morning on 107.5 The River, Nashville, or live on the iHeartRadio app.